You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody, we are back, and we're broadcasting live from the Emerald Creek Capital Happy Hour in Wynwood, and we're here with the market leader for Emerald Creek Capital, Mike Cleary. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, Wanda, can you hear us? Wanda? Okay, great. No. It's just that I don't hear the backside. That's all. So Mike is the managing director here in South Florida. And we're going to talk about capital markets. So, Mike, tell me a little bit about Emerald Creek Capital.
Emerald Creek Capital, we're a bridge lender. We recently opened an office down here in South Florida. I had been in Manhattan for about 10 years before, and we liked the market down here. We saw an opportunity to have somebody local, and I came down to start a new office for us.
Yeah, so basically what I did was mispronounce Mike's name. It's Mike Cleaver. I think I said Cleary.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's because I know Mike Cleary. Hopefully he's listening.
Yeah.
So I really apologize. Big foot out of the mouth, but that's okay. I mess up everybody's name. They always mess up mine, too. But, Mike, so you came down here. You opened up Emerald Creek Capital, and you said you were a bridge lender. What's a bridge lender?
So basically we're looking to do loans on properties that, for whatever reason, a conventional lender might not be able to do. And that could entail a property that needs repositioning. It might be a timing issue for somebody that needs to close a loan in a week or two, or you know, some sort of value add component. For example, we just did a deal on Collins in Miami. It was a property that was originally built to be condos for sale. The condo market has changed a little bit, and so a new buyer saw an opportunity to convert it and operate it as extended stay hotel. So there wasn't really a conventional lender for that type of project. So we stepped in, we gave him acquisition money, and once he seasons the property, at that point he can come and get a bank loan, take us out.
Wow, that's really exciting. Now, do you have a component in your firm that deals with the after the bridge loan part, maybe a permanent financing? Can you help somebody with that too?
We don't. We focus just on the bridge product. So we're usually in loans for 12 to 36 months, depending on the deal. And then at that point, our borrowers usually look for an alternative to take us out.
Wow, that's really interesting, Mike. Now, what is your service area? I know you're based in Palm Beach Gardens. Do you cover South Florida, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville?
We do. We've made loans all over the state. So since we've been down here, we've done a few deals in Miami. We've went in Orlando. We've done a deal in Naples. We were recently in Tampa. But we're active all over the state of Florida and also nationwide. I think we've closed in almost 30 states now.
Wow, that's awesome. And you were telling me that you did some volume. I forget what the volume was last year here in South Florida. What did you do last year in South Florida for volume?
Last year, well, it's actually in total I was talking about, but we did $300 million last year. A lot of our deals are New York City based because that's where we're headquartered. And then we did quite a significant amount in Florida as well.
That's okay. We're the missing borough. We actually count as New York on your balance sheet. Now, Mike, let's talk a little bit about what you see in the market. The interest rates are rising. You know, you're a very experienced guy in the business. With interest rates rising, people are out there, they're going to want to get permanent loans quickly. But how does the increase in interest rates impact your bridge lending business? And do you have a product that can help people be protected in that type of environment?
Well, I mean, as interest rates are rising, you know, in our space, we've always been a higher price lender. So as interest rates rise, we're trying to compress our rates. So that way, there's more opportunity for us. You know, if we're lending, if you have a bank that you have to go through a 3-month closing process, who's going to charge you 5%, and we can come in and do a loan at 7% interest only and close in 3 weeks, it can make a lot more sense for someone, especially if it's a property with no cash flow, if it's transitional. So that's what we're looking to do down here.
Wow, that's really exciting. Now, let's talk about your team a little bit. How many originators do you have on your team?
We have the company in total, we're around 15 people. There's a few of us down in South Florida and the rest of the companies up in New York. But we're about half origination. And our company's structured interestingly in that it's a team approach. We all work on each other's deals. And we do that so that way we can provide a good service to our brokers. If somebody calls me, if I'm not available within 24 hours, at least someone on my team will be back in touch with them with an answer on whether or not we can do the deal.
Well, that's a true value add. A quick no is almost as important as a quick yes. How do you guys evaluate transactions? Is it done locally? Do you work with New York on that?
Both. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and because our product is unique with the experience that I have, it's relatively easy for me to look at a deal and know if it's going to work for us. So we're not taking an excessive amount of time to underwrite deals. But it works both ways. If I'm looking at a deal, I'll underwrite it. Other times I'll send it to New York. Our analysts up there are great. And they'll take a look at it and give me feedback as well.
So how'd you decide to get into the real estate finance business? What did you do before that?
Actually, I've always been in the bridge lending business. We started Emerald back in 2009. Before that, I was at a company doing something very similar. And I worked for one of the principals at that company, and he started Emerald, and he took me and another guy with him. So we've been together since 2009.
Well, that's really terrific, because this is a space that gets more and more important as time goes on. The banks are taking a step back from the type of loans that you've done. Do you see a lot of loans that come in that in the past might have been bankable, but today come to you because of your flexibility and quick closing capability?
Sometimes, especially in the event we're doing any kind of land or any kind of construction deals, those deals have become less and less bankable. So there's an opportunity for us to come in and work with good sponsors, lend on good properties, and provide value to people that, you know, would otherwise have to close cash.
Now, how small of a deal would you do? Because I've got clients that do $500 to $1 million super luxury homes, and they also do $2, $3, $4, $5 million commercial deals. Would either of those types of borrowers be clients for you?
I would say our lowest loan amount right now is probably around $2 million. Certainly, if we saw an opportunity that was $1 million, $1.5 million, we'd be willing to talk about it. But two is kind of the number that we're focused on.
Yeah, my client who's listening just drove off the road and just texted me that we have to present the deal to you. So we're very excited about that. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Mike. What do you see in the future for Emerald Creek and the real estate market down here?
I mean, we're pretty bullish on both. Obviously, on Emerald Creek, you know, we want to keep growing. We want to keep meeting people. We want to keep making good loans. We love South Florida. We love really the whole state, and we'd like to keep doing real volume down here.
Well, that's really great. Mike, if people want to get a hold of you, want to do business with you, how do they find you?
Probably the best way is to either call me direct or email me.
You don't know it? You could look it at your car. Here, I'll do it. It's so funny.
I was looking at you. I didn't know if you wanted me to give my
number. I want you to give your number out. I want you to give your email address out. I'm holding the card so I don't flub up Mike Cleaver, Managing Director, again. He's about ready to throw his beer on me. But, Mike, I mess up everything. It's just my way. I don't mess up on business, but the radio show, well, sometimes. So, Mike, if people want to get to you, phone, email, they're ready now.
Yep. So email is the easiest way. It's just mike@emeraldcreekcapital.com. And the best phone number to reach me is 561-345-2130.
Now, Mike, I know a lot of people are listening from New York. Many of them are Jets fans. So I'm going to ask you to repeat the phone number again, but do it slowly and clearly this time.
It's 561-345-2130.
Mike, you're a really good sport. I want to thank you for having us come out here today. We'll talk to some other people about the real estate capital markets when we come back. But so much, really want to appreciate the folks from Emerald Creek Capital, but particularly Mike and I, Mike Cleaver. We've been trying to get this done for quite some time. Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back with more capital market stuff after this.